This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind. No, that can't be. The market's up 250 points. Come on. I thought there was a looming recession, according to the fake news media. Trying to talk down the... It's the three R's, folks. Recession, racist, Russia. I can't sell the Russia deal anymore. The racist thing doesn't seem to move the needle for them, because it's not true. So now they're going to pound away on recession. Just keep listening and watching, and you'll hear lots of examples of this, folks. But those pesky markets are proving them all wrong. I love it. Anyway, another hour. What's on your mind? More to there's one more story in my stack of stuff I wanted to get to, and we've been covering some of the other things, which is just fine. But welcome to more of your calls. We are expecting the president will be speaking here in a little bit. We'll take that, too. Bottom of the hour, Kirsten Baszler, who is the superintendent of public instruction in North Dakota. She'll join us to recap the Innovation Education Summit from last week. Talk a little bit about that. Some of the middle full day on mental health challenges within the public school system. So lots to cover there, and we'll talk about that with her coming up in just a little bit. Finish our conversation with Phil and Moorhead related to the immigration. I didn't quite get what you were saying and the connection you were making about the courts and the decision related to the border and where were the courts in different conflicts that we've had. Maybe you want to start there and explain how you're connecting those dots, Phil?
Yeah, see, the courts are just running cover for Trump. Trump has the power under Title 8 of the Constitution to do whatever he has to do on immigration, whether he has to put the troops on the other side of the Rio Grande in Mexico instead of the stoppage there. Just as the president went and carpet bombed Serbia or Iraq, there was no congressional oversight, no judges got involved. Title 8 of the Constitution gives Trump the power to do what he wants to do, but the media tells you that the judges are getting in the way and he doesn't have the power.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think let's be practical about it, though. When you talk about putting troops, as in, and by the way, a president who was elected and saying, let's be selective on where we choose to put these assets. That's one of the reasons they're talking about leaving Afghanistan right now. We're not going to stay there and be a police force. That's what he's saying. So that's his mantra. What you're suggesting is that he could do it another way. Well, technically true, yes, but can you imagine if there were members of the, I don't know, we pick Army, Air Force, Marines down there on the border, and you're saying in Mexico? So I don't think that's a practical solution to it. And we can't say factually that the courts haven't thwarted him, because the courts have thwarted him, and they've done it despite the fact that there was an argument that there is power to do that.
You're lying, Scott. You're lying, Scott.
I'm lying.
Yes, Trump can put troops on the other side of the border, and we won't get them killed like they get killed over in the Middle East. This is a hoax, and it's a ruse to the people.
I'm not saying that he couldn't put troops there. I'm just saying no U.S. president is going to, again, especially one that said, let's be careful how we use our troops, is going to go there. And the president has proposed things that have been stopped by the courts. So I don't know how I'm lying.
Because I'm not the truth. You know that he can put the troops on the other side of the Rio Grande and stop this problem.
Yeah, but again, I'm not disagreeing with you that it is a option. I'm just saying a president put. You think it's controversial now? He puts our troops in Mexico to stop this. Troops that are normally designed to go into war, stop national security threats to the United States. I would argue that what's happening and coming across the border is a national security threat. I agree with you. But I think we've proven there's other ways you can stop them. And by the way, we do have the National Guard. We have had the National Guard down there. So there has been some of that.
Well, I guess
let me ask you this. What do you want instead? What would you like to see happen?
What I want to see happen, I want to see it stop. And it can be stopped, but it's a hoax. They're bringing in 10 times as many people than under Obama. They're flooding this country with brown-skinned people as fast as they can while they can do it. And before people realize that they are systematically and slowly being genocided in this country.
Well, when you say brown-skinned people, what does it matter what the color of their skin is?
You better believe it does, because when you have 50% of the people of this country are only white, you lose the power of your financial system. Then they start stealing from you like they do in all these other brown-skinned countries.
All right, I'm going to end this conversation, because if you want to have a conversation about illegal versus legal immigration, we can have it all day long. But it sounds like you have some animosity in your heart because people are different than you are. I'm talking about who's legal and who's illegal. It is a national security problem. It does need to be taken care of. But I think you've taken it to a level that's rather odd. And also, do your research on what the courts have done. The courts have stopped what the president sees as his constitutional role in trying to thwart this. That's why they announced what they announced today. But I think we are in agreement in this sense. We want a solution to the problem. No doubt about it. I bristle at people who say, brown skins in here. Come on. Come on. Let's talk about who can be here legally and who is attempting to get here illegally without regard to who they are. Terry and Bismarck want to respond to that as well. Go ahead, Terry. You're on. What's on your mind?
What happened to common sense? I mean, yeah, the president can probably do anything he wants, but within limitations. And I just feel real sorry for that last caller. That you can put that much hatred into your soul.
It's not a healthy thing. I'll give you that, Terry. That's for sure.
You can't go through life mad all the time, because if you do, you're a broken person. I don't think there's anything that will heal you, no matter what the president does, that you think you're healing yourself. I'm just sorry for anybody that holds that.
I am of the opinion that every single person is made in the image and likeness of God, right? So in other words, if you're in Bismarck, I'm in Fargo today, Terry, we're here by a design of our Creator, right? Literally, how many hairs are on our head, the color of our eyes, everything, okay? Well, that, for us to say that's only true for those of us that are, in the U.S. and white is really, that's wrong. It's hateful. It's racist. It's a bunch of stuff. Okay. So now, can we say, look, if you are a criminal, were they made in the image and likeness of God? Absolutely. But they've obviously chosen to take their free will in a direction more preferable to the dark side than following the design of their creator, right? So, I want to stop them. I don't want them here. But I don't care if they're green, purple, blue, yellow, white, or whatever. They have chosen a path. We're going to stop them. If somebody says, I love the U.S., I want to come to the U.S., and I don't want to wait in line. I want to just bust my way through and try and take advantage of your system, with the broken system caused by the courts or whatever that says if I grab a kid and come in, I'll get let loose in 20 days and I'm in. I don't show back. That's and again, without regard for the color of their skin, that's wrong. That's wrong. And I don't think it's hateful to say that's wrong. It's say follow the law, follow the system. There's rules you got to follow. But when you start saying, well, because brown skins are going to take over white skins and steal everything we have, that's just hate. What that is?
No, we all have our faults. Nobody was born perfect. So, I try to forgive people that say that kind of stuff. I have a granddaughter that's half Native American. Am I supposed to hate her?
Obviously not, Terry. No kidding. Obviously not. And you don't. And you don't. And hopefully we've helped to Phil think a little differently.
Reading a little bit on Title 8, what he brought up, You know, Title 8 talks about unlawful entry, failure to depart, fleeing immigration checkpoints, marriage fraud, commercial enterprise fraud. But, you know, I think this comes down to just the rule of law and enforcing the law.
Right. Now, those are laws.
We're just ignoring them.
Yeah.
You know,
you could make an argument that this is something worthy of the United States military, but you could make a lot of arguments about that. You'd stretch them very thin.
Well, nowhere in there does it say anything about the ability or the, you know, the that we could put troops on the Mexican side of that couldn't happen.
You're not finding that Title 8.
That's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, we could if we went to Mexico and said we want to put them there. I guess we could. If we declared war.
Yeah.
There are guard troops down there. So, Tom in Jamestown, I'll get you in here for a few seconds anyway. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I was just going to make comments on that. You know, I was called a racist one time because I said that 80% of all the people that are in federal prisons are either black, Hispanic, or Native American. Just by stating that fact in a group of people one time, I was called a racist. So,
well, that is, I mean, again, facts are different. Hang on, Tom, we'll finish this.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Burnelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there. Just in the community itself, they've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin. Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Egg supports NDSU athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On your mind, Kirsten Baszler at the bottom of the hour, recapping last week's Education Innovation Conference. Any questions for her? Welcome on education in the great state of North Dakota, K-12 system. We continue on the program brought to you today in part by our friends at Buckledge. Every week, they bring it. We get to tell you about a great set of wheels. Guess what? And by the way, they have two stores, Bismarck and Valley City. Great stores. Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City, and Pucklett Chevrolet at Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. This one is another one-owner local trade. You save more than $1,500 on an SUV, and it's good as new. It's a 2019 GMC Terrain. Get this, it has only 5,600 miles on it. 5,600 miles. That's right, 2019 GMC Terrain. It was a company car. In great shape, great price, on the lot right now, $28,995. But if you tell them you heard about it on the radio, you're going to drive it away for $27,420. Sharp silver color, black leather, heated seats, backup camera, navigation, all-wheel drive, remote start, power lift gate, and more. Brand new, this is 38 grand. This is practically brand new. I got demo miles on it, 5,600 miles is all. So get it now because it will not last long. Hop online, check it out, PucklettsValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. Pucklett Chevy Buick GMC. You drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main in Valley City. Online at Pucklett.com and PucklettsValleyCity.com. All right, what else do we have here for you? Our last caller did not stick around, so I will get caught up on text here for you. Tell a lie enough times and it becomes the truth. They'll just keep saying recession, recession, until people believe it. It's the only way they can fight the Trump economy. They have no solutions to run the country. True dat. How do you spell dat, anyway? True dat.
D-A-T.
Yes, exactly
right.
But it's
not the recession. It's the possible reception. Yeah. The recession. It's the possible recession.
Scott, I find it hard to believe Mexico wouldn't have a problem with a military occupation of their country. Yeah, you'd have to work it out with them. Otherwise, you'd have to say, Mexico, you're not doing enough, so we're going to come in. I don't doubt President Trump says, look, you're going to force us to do that unless you get in the game. Now they've gotten in the game. So their troops are on the northern and southern border, and it has reduced the flows. So Mexico has been cooperating. It's another reason it's not necessary. Texter says, one thing that radio or the mainstream media talks about with Afghanistan is that the U.S. will never leave because of the heroin. All U.S. conflicts around the world are being financed through the CIA's heroin trade out of Afghanistan. But for some reason, it's taboo to talk about.
Not just heroin, opium. Poppies. Poppy fields.
Yeah, and,
there's
you know,
a point to that. There's a real point to that.
Well, there's a point to it that it's there. Where is it proof that the CIA somehow benefits from the trade of it and finances operations?
A buddy of mine did two tours, did three tours, two in Iraq, one in Afghanistan, and he said his comment was, the only reason we're in Afghanistan is to provide security because that's where the world's poppy population, the poppies are growing, you know, in Afghanistan. And his unit spent many days guarding poppy fields, guarding routes to the fields, you know, clearing the routes to the in and out of the field.
Well,
I mean,
couldn't that be to keep the bad guys away from those fields so they can finance their operations against the U.S.?
Truly, yeah, it could be. Yep.
So I don't
you just wonder if that's what our military should be used for. But
right. Well, that's one of the reasons that the president's proposing that they are a police force now. And he doesn't want the U.S. armed forces used as a police force.
Yeah, and if you Google U.S. troops guarding poppy fields, you'll see all kinds of images and stories about it.
Another texter says, putting our troops on the Mexico side of the border would be considered an act of war. It would. It would. That's true. I mean, can the president do that? Yeah, he can. But again, I don't see any reason for it at this point. I'm of Hungarian descent, and I'm very brown-skinned by this time of the year. Where do you toe the line with that caller? American-born veteran of German, Russian, Hungarian descendant immigrants. You can't fix ignorance. Yeah. Going back to an earlier point, Scott, you mentioned our youth wanting to see YouTube stars versus astronauts and pilots. B, actually, not C. I recently read an article by a retired Air Force colonel about our military pilots, mostly fighters, have a high rate of developing forms of various types of cancer due to a type of radiation exposure in the cockpit from the radar systems and other things. Most are upper 40s when they find out. Shortly after retiring out, some are not having successful treatment and unfortunately dying from it. TRICARE health coverage doesn't cover screening until age 50. There's a push to change the screening to start at 30. The Air Force has done studies on this since the 90s, and there has been evidence linking it, and inconclusive evidence, very saddened to learn about our strong relationships in North Dakota and South Dakota with the Air Guard and our Air Force bases. All right. Interesting point. All-out civil war now. Yes, it is a conspiracy of genocide. That's just the truth, not hate. Conspiracy of genocide. How do you say it's genocide? How do you say that there'll be less? I mean, look, if you're saying, you know, MS-13 is coming in and they're trying to kill people, you're absolutely right. That's why we got to be very careful about who we let in as illegal immigrants and be, you know, right on top of this. No doubt about it. But I don't think that means that's why when you have, for instance, the Central American countries, you know, have the people that are here, ridiculous amounts coming every month, only 10% eligible for asylum. Only 10% actually fit the definition of asylum. Being persecuted. The other 90%?
Migrants.
A lot of them want a better life. They're just trying to, you know, being taken advantage of by smugglers and everything else. I don't think it means genocide. Phil in Fargo. On the line. Phil, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Long time no talk. Say, I guess as a retired military vet, I agreed with most of what that gentleman was saying. I guess the question, I wouldn't agree with his racism, though. Let me clarify. But when he talks about the immigrants coming across, the wide, wide majority is brown skin, shall we say. But that's not the, you know, people that have that hate, I'm looking at it for a solution. He is correct under Title VIII. I used to teach constitutional history. The president should have the military there, and I'd be proud to go there, except I'm retired now. But if he wants volunteers, I'd be happy to lock up that border. We did it in Iraq in certain zones. It's very easy, and it is a national security. And underneath that Title VIII, he can easily have the troops there. My real question for the audience is, are you willing to support President Trump having the border guarded? It's pretty simple. Now, you got some terrible swamp people. I call them the Chamber of Commerce. And boy, when they get active, God help us. And right now, they're very active. They're putting as much pressure on him as anybody.
And, true. True. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it. I think this president has been about as strong as you can get on the border. Could he be stronger? Could he do some of these measures? Yes. How that would be received, I think, is a fair question. I think your question is, would the American people support, is a very good one. More after this, folks, on What's On Your Mind.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another new immigration policy being worked on by the Trump administration, which is now planning to hold migrant families in detention for the entire duration of their immigration proceedings. Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan saying that the current standards incentivize illegal entry. He cites a Supreme Court ruling known as the Flores Agreement, which limits the time families can be detained to 20 days.
This single ruling has substantially caused and continued to fuel the current family unit crisis and the unprecedented flow of Central American families.
The new rule, almost certain to face court challenges, The Danish Prime Minister expressing shock after President Trump cancels a long-scheduled state visit to Denmark. Reports are the president did so because he's upset over Denmark's refusal to consider selling Greenland to the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I said I was going to peruse a Williston Herald article with you on the trade war hitting North Dakota hardest. Having read the story, it goes like this. The Federal Reserve has a six-state region, and in the 6 states, North Dakota has been hit hardest by the trade war. They say that based on what they show is impact from 6 states, 14% for North Dakota, and Montana at 3% drop, okay? And they look at soybeans, they look at car parts, pork, adhesive films, tapes, harvesters, combine harvesters, paper towels, among the biggest export losers. And, of course, not all of those are coming out of North Dakota. But anyway, it's North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Montana, and Michigan. But then they go on to say that these statistics that the Fed uses can be misleading at the state level, making it difficult to follow the damage done by the trade war. So, again, it's not exactly great information there. But there's also some optimism in here, some talk, too, about the soybean crushing plant that they're working on in Jamestown, caught up in some litigation with the Spiritwood Energy Park there. But more places for soybeans, that'd be a good deal. So, anyway, we know that these are challenging times, no doubt about it. Talk about a great economy, that is true. Not in agriculture, though, not in pockets of agriculture. And this is one of the reasons we're rooting for new markets to open up, more places for the products, and to get some fair trade deals for once, not the way growers were harmed in the past. So just wanted to fulfill my promise to at least cover that a little bit for you today on the program, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more at theenergyofnorthdakota.com and theoil.com about the Watford City location for this year's North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. They're doing a Bakken 2.0 session, which basically says, let's tell you what you need to know about the Bakken now and where it's going. Maybe you heard about it 3 years ago, 6 years ago, nine years ago. Where's it going now? What's happening? What role is gas processing playing in all of the oil production? A lot of things to cover. So the public's invited. Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, Watford City, North Dakota. Great places to stay. Great place to visit. They'll be at the Rough Rider Center next month. So looking forward to seeing you there. Kirsten Basler is here. She is the Superintendent of Public Instruction for the state of North Dakota. And Kirsten joined us last week to preview the Innovation Education Summit that Governor Burgum and Superintendent Basler hosted in Jamestown. And I said then, and I'm saying today, we want to have her back to recap this a little bit, find out what kind of action items come out of this event. I got a chance to visit with some of the presenters. It was an interesting event, to say the least. Kirsten, thanks for joining us. Glad to have you back.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me back. Sure do appreciate it.
So give me your top takeaways from this year's event. Third annual, right?
Third annual, yes. And the governor announced that one of the takeaways from the event was the governor announced that there will be a fourth annual. So we will come back again next year to take a look at the progress that we're making in innovative education. And the second day of the summit, as you know, was behavioral health. We've got lots of work to do with our teachers, our families, our students, to make sure that we're staying on top of that. But I think day one was just a fabulous, fabulous celebration of sharing what's going on in North Dakota and the way that school is being done differently. The greatest feedback that we got from day one of the summit was they were so happy to see North Dakota educators, North Dakota students and teachers and family members sharing what's going on with each other. You know, we don't always need a national speaker coming in to say, here's how we do things in state X, Y, or Z. When you got really great teachers and really great leaders and families working together in our own communities in the state of North Dakota. So I think the fact that we were able to showcase and highlight some of those great things on all of those levels was really a great way to start the summit off this year. It gives other people, other school districts, other communities ideas of what they can do, those small changes. We've been saying for a long time, now that we've finally gotten out from under No Child Left Behind and that very restrictive, punitive federal one-size-fits-all, really given our local schools and families and teachers the room to do what they know is best for their students in their communities. And so I think as we each year that we get past that No Child Left Behind and we give our local control back to our local communities and school districts, we'll have more and more of those types of stories to share because people in our local communities and school districts are feeling that autonomy and that ability to be flexible to do what's right for kids and their future. So that was day one. Day two was a new addition to the summit, and I think it's a critically important. I just have to, just really be grateful to the governor for recognizing the need to dedicate day two of the summit to the idea of behavioral and mental health and how we've seen that increasing in numbers with severity and more frequency at younger and younger ages. And so it was an opportunity for the Department of Public Instruction and the Department of Human Services to really showcase and share not only what we did during the interim as we prepared for the 2019 session, but what the legislature did to help us really address those issues. Not very many people know that BPI and DHS have been working almost 2 years, you know, solid preparing for the 2019 session. BPI chose not to put forth any behavioral health bills or ask for any more money in our education budget to help with these behavioral health bills because we felt that we needed, as a state agency, needed to set example for our local communities and work with our other state agency, our sister state agency of DHS and their behavioral health division because we have the experts in education in our schools, but DHS has the experts in behavioral and mental health to help our students and their families in our communities as well. So that's what day two really focused on. And Pam Sagnus, the director of that division at DHS, and Chris Jones, the executive director of all of DHS, did a really great job of putting together a lineup of panel speakers of some ideas and pilots that are actually going on right now in our schools. Similarly, middle school team did a great job of sharing their successes and their continued challenges. But Pam did a great job of what the legislature, what the action of the legislature in 2019 is going to mean for our schools as soon as next year in doing things differently to give us the help so we can concentrate on teaching and our students can concentrate on learning and our DHS partners will be able to help us with those behavioral and mental health needs of our families and students.
We talked to Pam at the conference last week, and I was struck by her concern, really, that this is a crisis, and we're not recognizing it as a crisis. That essentially we're treating mental health in North Dakota like you would, a head wound that you got in the garage when the ladder fell on you, and you go to the ER rather than having a comprehensive set of care like you would for anything else. I mean, do we have a ways to go overall in just the mental health services in the state?
That's what we're working at. And DHS, again, I'm just giving, a huge shout-out to the Human Services Committee and the legislature, Judy Lee, Robin Weiss on the House side. They lead those committees in the legislature. They did a fabulous job of putting together a really comprehensive overhaul of our DHS system in the state. And Pam is exactly right. She shared a story, and as a former, vice principal in the Bismarck school system myself, and a school board member in Mandan, I've had to face similar situations where you tell that child and that family, they come to you for help, and they understand that their child is not doing as well as they should be doing, and they're struggling with some behavioral and mental health issues. And because of the way that our system is set up right now, we have to tell them that their child isn't bad enough yet. They're not bad enough to go to the emergency room. So instead of when that family reaches out for help for their child or their student, that we have to say they have to get worse before we can do anything. That's just crazy. That's just an insane way of doing things. So the work that they'll be doing at DHS right now, the continuum of care, is to really spread out the providers and those behavioral health specialists to let them help our families and our students at an earlier stage so it does not reach that crisis level. And it's not an emergency room triage where that student finally got bad enough where they hurt somebody or they hurt themselves.
And by doing this, implementing the system that you're talking about, integrating those services from DHS in the schools, the residual benefit is teachers in the classroom, administrators are, have the benefit of this access to the professionals so that their time being freed up to do what they're supposed to be doing in teaching rather than dealing with the mental health issues is the big win here, right?
That's exactly the big win. So we can have our professional teachers doing what they were trained to do and our professional behavioral health specialists doing what they were trained to do. And that's best for the child and best for the family.
You mentioned earlier on day one just the overall idea of innovation in education that the school has done differently in North Dakota. Give me a couple of examples where you see real results from that. Sometimes, a shiny object looks really good, and, hey, that would be great, but you don't necessarily have the results to back it up. But where do you see the most effective use of this innovation?
So that's such a great question. Yeah, a new shiny object. And, it's so funny that you say that. And I think we got wound up really, really tight in education for 15 years because we had to operate under No Child Left Behind for 15 years, and we were all about compliance and regulation and test scores, which is crazy. And so now, as we've had relief from that for the last 2 years, this is our third year. We're finally getting out from that federal control. This is our third year operating under Every Student Succeeds Act, the ESSA Act, which gives more local control to states and local school districts. And so I think our school districts are just finally starting to do that, and they're trusting it a little bit. At first, when we started talking about innovation 3 years ago, they were like, oh, yeah, right, but we've been under compliance for the last 15 years. I'll believe it when I see it. Now that they are in year three, I think the whole transition of our schools is, or the culture in our schools, among our leaders, especially, and our teachers are feeling it now too, is that, no, this isn't going away. This really is. They're really going to let us do school the way that we want to do school. Good example, I would have to say, exists. West Fargo is doing some fabulous things with engaging their students and really creating student agency and helping their students contribute to what it is that they want to be teaching and learning. Not so much what they're learning, I guess I should say, because the standards are there. Every kid needs to know the basics of reading, science, mathematics, and all of the content that a school district says they need to learn, but how they learn it. How are kids best learning? So we're really developing student agency. One of the best things, that a concrete example that I'd like to talk about, is to share the idea of what Northern CAS is doing. They've created a Jaguar Academy, so it's an opt-in program where students are learning at their own pace. When they have mastered something, they don't have to wait for the rest of the class to go on. They can go on to the next segment, to the next idea. And conversely, if it takes one student a little bit longer, we're not going to rush them through it because the rest of the class is ready to go. We're going to let him or her take their time so they really master it and solidly master it instead of failing them and making them repeat everything that they already did learn and maybe just miss one or two concepts. The idea of that is they are bringing some of the high school courses down to the middle school level, 7th and 8th grade level. And Superintendent Corey Steiner is hoping that by the time these students reach their senior year of high school, that the majority of the state-required content has been completed, and they won't graduate early, but it'll give Corey the opportunity to provide his students the chance to go out and test out a couple careers, test out a couple things.
Wow.
with internships and work.
I love it. And that was opt-in. Hang tight. More on this and other topics after this.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff. Yeah, awesome. A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Day, Jackie Velasquez, JJ Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who've been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to. Not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunt. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Buffalo spirit. Tough times require tough people, and they are at Oasis Petroleum. That's what they do day in and day out. They've done it before. They're doing it again. Oasis Petroleum has that Be the Buffalo spirit, and they recognize it in North Dakotans, too. So if you see a North Dakotan, teachers, law enforcement, first responders, you name it, anybody doing anything, doesn't matter the position, just anything they're doing where they have that Be the Buffalo spirit, they go into the storm. Let us know by calling 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Extension 6.
What's in your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip in Mandan, by the way, and SchwannBuickGMC.com. The 2020 HD pickups are in, so If you're thinking, you know, those new Sierras and that new tailgate, that's nice and all, but I got work to do. Get yours. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
All right, we're back with Kirsten Basler, Superintendent of Public Instruction in North Dakota, talking about innovation in education. Fourth annual summit will come up next year. We're going to keep this going, keep this conversation going. It was very good. I was there for one of the 2 days, and people were just buzzing about this topic in many fashions. Of course, the mental health thing as well is so important. So it's good to see this invigorating conversation, so many people involved in it. Ben in Bismarck, question or comment for Kirsten Basler. Go ahead.
Actually, no. I just thought that was off topic. I was waiting for a while, so I'm a little off topic on this one. So if somebody else is more on topic, I can wait.
Well, just lay it on me quick here, and we'll get back to Kirsten.
Basically, this comes more to like a television news program here in town that may or may not share a very similar name to one of your radio stations. They had a story about mass shootings and bulletproof backpacks, I believe, last night. And one of the comments stated was that they're on the rise. Clearly, they didn't do any fact-checking, because if you'd spent 2.5 minutes going to the FBI crime statistics, you'd find out that that's complete fallacy. So I'll wait for your guys' response on that, I guess, or you guys can go on.
The media loves these, and they love to blame them on President Trump, so that's probably the motivation there. Just on that point in general, though, obviously with this sad chapter in American history really started with Columbine and has continued. Yeah. Sandy Hook as well. Kirsten, I mean, as you look at your time as superintendent of public instruction, your time on the school board in Mandan, do you think we've made great strides in protecting schools?
I think we're getting smarter about it. I don't know that we can ever, be 100% protected. As with any situation in our lives in this world. But I do think I think our schools are getting better about how they can protect. But it's been the last 6.5 years. There's more schools. Before, when you and I were going to school, Scott, you could walk into any door, every door at Flasher High School, every door at Flasher Elementary School where I grew up, that you could get in. There was access. We now have one entrance for our schools in most of the schools around the state. And that access is, a double door, and then you go in through the office before you get access to the children and the teachers. And so those are smarter things. Some of our, schools, more and more of our schools are having school resource officers. The legislature did pass the Armed First Responder Bill this last session that would allow a school board to decide with their community whether they would have an armed responder that was trained to be responsive to an active shooter. We're doing more and more of our schools, our school boards association, are offering the school security threat assessment. So people come in, experts come in and give our school leaders guidance on what they could do to make their schools more secure and how they might be able to respond. So I think, we're preparing ourselves as best we can. I just hope that that I never have to deal with that in North Dakota. It's sad, but one of the things along that line that I'm really curious about, after the Dayton shooting and the El Paso shooting, there's been lots of news stories about, families are feeling more and more afraid, that children are feeling very anxious and their anxiety levels. My student cabinet meets with me again in September, end of September, about mid-September, and my family engagement cabinet meets with me later that month as well. So I'm really curious. I want to ask them how they're feeling as students. I want to get some sense of how their peers are feeling in the schools that they go to throughout the state. And I want to ask the parents the same question, or family members, parents, grandparents, and aunts and uncles that are part of that cabinet, so I can get some sense of where we're at in North Dakota. I don't like to listen to the media hype, because I do think sometimes, as you said, there's a lot of hype behind it for reasons that might not be all, all pure and righteous. And so I just really want to get a handle on how our families are feeling and how our students are feeling.
Let's see here. We have a question from a texter, listener that sends a note by text. This is asking about the Bismarck School District, so I realize this may be a Bismarck School District question, but if you know anything, share it with us. Did the Bismarck School District approve the AR-15s and storage units for them to protect our school children and staff? Or did the anti-gun leftists get their way and deny the protective measures and leave our schools easy, soft targets for maniacs? I have two grade school children and demand they be protected with lethal force.
I would actually very much encourage him to share that thought and that expectation. One thing that I really want to hope to communicate to families during my time as office
in office is to have families find their voices. So if he feels strongly about that, make sure he tells his local superintendent and his locally elected school board president. Our family voices need to be heard, and they deserve to be heard. It's our responsibility as schools to make sure that our families have what they need. And so to answer specifically the question, I'm not absolutely certain what Superintendent Hornbacher at the Park Public Schools and his board members decided to do. I'm not absolutely certain, but if I recall correctly, I do believe that the Bismarck Police Department and the Bismarck
Public Schools... We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga's a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.